AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on talks between the U.S. and Iran.
The U.S. and Iran held their second round of talks about Iran's nuclear program in Geneva. As Iran said, it'll close the Strait of Hormuz for several hours. That's for live fire military exercises as the U.S. ramps up its military forces in the region. Talking to reporters Monday night aboard Air Force One on his way to Washington, President Donald Trump said he planned to be indirectly involved with the talks.
But typically, Iran's a very tough negotiator. The good negotiators or bad negotiators. I would say they're bad negotiators because we could have had a deal instead of sending the B-2s in to knock out their nuclear potential.
This is the first time that Iran has closed parts of the strait, an essential international waterway, since the U.S. began threatening Iran with military action. Iran previously held a live fire drill in the Strait of Hormuz several weeks ago, but it didn't announce closures. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The partial government shutdown is entering its fourth day. The shutdown began on Saturday after congressional Democrats and President Trump's team failed to reach a deal on legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security through September. Unlike the record 43-day shutdown last fall, the current closures are narrowly confined, affecting only agencies under the DHS umbrella, including the Transportation Security Administration, U.S. Coast Guard, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Customs and Border Protection. But the work of ICE and CBP will mostly continue unaffected, thanks to billions in funding from Trump's 2025 tax and spending cut law. At the Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics, the U.S. and Canada will meet for gold for the seventh time in Olympic women's hockey. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Warner Brothers has reopened takeover talks with Paramount after receiving a waiver from Netflix.
Warner Brothers will reopen takeover talks with Paramount Skydance after receiving a seven-day waiver to do so from its preferred bidder, Netflix. Warner Brothers said in a regulatory filing Tuesday that the waiver will allow it to discuss unresolved deficiencies in Paramount's previous offers. Warner Brothers Discovery now has until Monday to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Warner Brothers said on Tuesday that its board still recommends unanimously that shareholders vote for the Netflix buyout. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks are drifting in early trading on Wall Street as U.S. markets reopen after a three-day holiday weekend. European markets were mixed after a quiet day in Asia. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.